Yo, guys, welcome back to the Faithful Inspiration Podcast. I'm your host, Joel, and today I couldn't be more excited to introduce our remarkable guest joining us today, none other than Malcolm. Not only is he a great friend, but a devout Christian and an extraordinary football player and the true inspiration. Malcolm, my friend, how's it going?
It's going well, my friend. I just came from work and I'm here to talk to you guys about God today.
Yes, sir. Let's dive into some great conversation. Are there any specific Bible verses or teachings that inspire you as an athlete?
So, as an athlete, one Bible verse that, you know, struck out to me the most is John 13:7. Do you know that one? I'll pull it up.
I don't think so.
So I'll pull it on my phone right now. So, John 13:7. You don't understand what I am doing now, but someday you will. I find as an athlete who plays football, there's a lot of trials and tribulations you have to go through.
Right.
And every time I'm like facing those adversities, I look back at that quote and it just gives me that inspiration and motivation to keep pushing forward.
That's good. Amen. Do you have a favorite Christian song or hymn that gets you pumped up before a big game?
So it's by this artist named Caleb Gordon. The song's called Yesterday Is Gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I find that it's very good. A lot of people think that Christian music isn't good, but I find it's super diverse. And this song specifically is just very good towards me.
Yes, sir. Just said that God is coming by the past. Didn't know who I was.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know you knew it.
Yes. It's a great song. Sick. Thank you. All right. In the world filled with distractions and noise, how you stay grounded in your spiritual journey?
So I find this is the thing I'm working on the most. There's a lot of distractions in our world now, but what I've done to stay grounded is I found people who share the same goals and aspiration as me, and that's how I work towards them to get better with God.
Mm-hmm.
I find that if I put myself in a bad environment, I will do bad things, but if I put myself in a good environment with good people around me, then I'm able to do better things in my journey.
Well said. I agree. How does faith influence your approach to playing football?
So I find that this is the hardest thing for me right now, because when I first started playing football, I wasn't as faithful as I am now. But as I've met a lot of people, I began understanding God a little bit more now. So your question is, how does your faith influence my approach to football?
Mm-hmm.
I find that when you're battling temptations and fears when it comes to God, you learn to fight it. So in football now, when you're dealing with adversities, like you lose a play, you have to use that same mentality to get back up and do the next play.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's influenced me right now.
That's good. Are there any particular Christian athletes or role models who inspired you in your Christian journey?
Well, it's actually interesting. One of the role models have been on this exact podcast.
Oh, really?
I think you know his name, Bethuel.
Bethuel.
Okay. A little shout out. But the reason he's influenced me is because before I went to CY Ottawa, I used to just pray, like I said before. I didn't understand why I was praying. It's just because I've been in a Christian household my whole life. But then when he spoke to us about that, I realized that I was mistreating God. So after that, I had a deep conversation with God, and that's how I've improved slowly. And I'd just like to say thank you to Bethuel for that.
Amen.
And then if we go to a Christian athlete now, I would say one of the athletes that inspired me is CJ Stroud for football. I find that whenever he has to talk about something, the first thing he always does is praise God. And that's just something that inspired me a lot.
That's good. So shout out to you, Bethuel. And I think CJ is a quarterback, right?
Yeah, he is a quarterback.
Yeah. What roles do you believe prayer plays in achieving personal and professional goals?
So I'll break this down into two parts first. I'll talk about personal and then I'll talk about professional. So in achieving my personal goals, I pray now to become closer to God, because I find that I'm normally just scared at times. So when I pray to God, it calms me down. I have a conversation with Him, and it's just a friendship we're slowly building. I love that. And then for my professional goals, I find that football is a dangerous sport at times.
Right.
So I find when I'm praying before a game and after the game, before the game I'm asking God for protection. I want no one to get hurt because that's something I do fear in that game of football. Mm-hmm. And then after the game, I just praise Him for saying, I say thank you for everything.
Right.
Because everybody is safe at the end of the day, which mm-hmm. is good.
That's good. That's good. How do you balance the competitiveness of football with the values of compassion and sportsmanship taught in Christianity?
So this is similar to the last question.
Yeah,
but what I do is I normally go in a huddle with my friends and we praise the Lord. And we view it more of a battle, not like we're not intending to hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. We're just intending to beat the other team. But if we lose, we understand that's just a part of God's plan. So that's kind of how I view football with God.
Amen. That's good. That's good. And what advice would you give to young athletes who are also Christians and aspiring to succeed in football while staying true to their faith?
Well, you're going to see that there's a lot of distractions growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you go, especially if you're playing football, you'll see a lot of people trying to distract you. You'll see parties and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the advice I'll give you is honestly, find a bunch of friends who value God as much as you do. And if you don't do that, it's going to be hard. And if you can't do that, then I would say go on YouTube, watch videos about anything that's related to God, and that will help you a lot because that's helped me a lot of times when I was struggling.
Facts, facts. And same here too. I definitely feel watching videos could definitely help too. Lots of good Christian influences out there.
For sure.
And last question. If you could have dinner with any biblical figure, who would it be and why?
Yeah, it's a good one. I have to go with Jesus Christ.
Okay. Well, I mean, come on.
No, Christ again. The reason I have to go with Jesus is because He's blessed me and my family throughout my life.
Amen.
And then I would honestly, during that dinner, I would just be saying thank you the whole time. He's helped me so much throughout my life, and I just love Him.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. I agree. Jesus or Moses for me personally.
Yeah.
That's good for sure. And last question. Could I beat you in a one-on-ones in football?
Oh,
you know?
My goodness. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Wow. Okay. Well, we got to see. We'll have to see.
All right. Joel, thank you for having me on this podcast. I appreciate you a lot.
Of course. Is there anything you would like to say before ending this?
Honestly, find somebody who loves God as much as you. That will help you a lot.
Amen. That's good.
Amen.
Well, thank you, faithful listeners, for listening to today's episode. I got a bunch more epic guests coming for you soon. Thank you, Malcolm, for coming on.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So stay blessed, stay faithful, and I'll see you on the flip side. Peace.
Peace out.